The Barbados Association of Professional Engineers wants to see Barbados go in a direction where far more people are professionally registered. President of the body, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown.
One of the things we notice is that all serious organizations always put a strong focus on putting the very best talents in leadership positions and also in getting the very best from all the personnel within the organization. That is a basic philosophy that all successful organizations put in place. A focus on professionalism is therefore a natural step for something, a place like Barbados. We have spent the last 50 years focusing on free education, on building a core of intelligent people. The natural next step is what we are calling the step of professionalism, where competent people fit into a class of professionals which lead them to behave and operate at world-class standards in that profession.
But Mr. Brown is also making a strong plea for the government to significantly reduce registration fees.
We had a seminar this year for young people who were interested in engineering, and we were overwhelmed. We thought that we'd have 20 or 30 people. We had hundreds of people who came to the seminar, and then many more who called to express surprise that they were able to attend. Now, so we have lots of interest. But yet, we probably have 3 or 4 people per year who register and join professional organizations and therefore make themselves available to be seen at the world standard as engineers. Now, when we look at it carefully over the year, the reason is that a young graduate is then asked to pay, it's now only $1,250, but it was like over $2,000 in registration fees before he can even call himself legally an engineer or start to call himself an engineer. This is prohibitive. So in discussing with these young people, what we're finding is that people are choosing not to become professionals because of the cost of becoming a professional. This really cannot be right. It does not make sense after spending millions of dollars to try to raise taxes by punitive fees, and in the process lose potential resources that could be worth millions of dollars to Barbados in terms of the contributions that they can make. So we actually think that this is something that needs to be looked at. We've already mentioned it to our minister, who is very receptive, who understands the point we are trying to make. So these are the sort of things that we will be pushing this year and making some noise about, because we think it's in the interest of the country overall.
What kind of fee would you consider to be more acceptable?
$100, $10. I mean, the truth is, we actually think that in the long run, the country will make far more if there are probably right now about 600 people in Barbados who can be qualified engineers and who can work as engineers across the world based on the academic and the experience qualifications that they have. We probably have about 200 people who are registered as engineers. Those people, when big engineering contracts become available across, not just Barbados, across the world, we actually have a lot of potential in Barbados who can actually bid and compete for that. The fact that you are not registered in Barbados, it automatically takes you out of the picture in terms of being in the market for this kind of work. What we need to do is to empower these intelligent people, push them to this is what we've been doing at the lower levels of education. So we actually spend money to get people to get A levels and O levels and go to university and get a first degree. And then we put barriers in the way when they become international professionals, where they can be seen as professional engineers or whatever. No, it doesn't happen with lawyers. You know that all lawyers have to be registered, have to join the bar, and therefore they become available to work all across the world. Why not engineers? Why not architects? So what we're saying, this should apply across the board. Don't try to make money from taxes by penalizing that last step between education and professionalism. So this is something that we are trying to articulate and trying to promote. We actually think the country would benefit significantly by promoting these people and by encouraging them to become registered rather than by trying to raise fees from this registration process.
President of the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown. And this has been Sajikor's Early Business.